Persimmons often begin to change color back in September, but as we move into October, persimmons really begin to attain their perfect ripeness. Now, there are two kinds of persimmons that we grow. They're all Japanese persimmons, but among those persimmons, some of them will ripen while the fruit is crisp, and some of them are only ripe when they are very, very soft. Now, the crisp ripe ones are non-astringent, and that would be things like fuyu or eureka. And these can be eaten as soon as they change color while the flesh is still crisp. But most of the other persimmons are inedible when the flesh is still very firm. You have to wait for them to get very, very soft. This would be like the popular Tananashi persimmon. On these, you're waiting until October. If they start to fall out of the tree, put a thick layer of pine straw under the tree to cushion the fruit so they don't get bruised. But again, wait for them to get nice and soft and have that wonderfully sweet taste before you harvest them. Forget It Growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.